these bikes are all, we've got lights on the back of our bikes that blink. We're bikes. There are lights on us. Don't run us into us with your car. And I'm like, kind of want to run these bikes over with my car. Oh, the Steam VR stuff? Yeah. We were recording the podcast when they sent out a quick press release about that stuff, so yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting, but not too surprising that Valve continues to have some kind of VR presence. I mean, I would expect them to take a fairly hardware agnostic approach to VR, and, you know, certainly the games themselves would have the support for something like an Oculus or something like a Steam, you know, however they end up handling, you know, the hardware angle of it is kind of up to the people making the games. But you think about this, like the Steam, the part of that press release was them kind of reiterating, and I'm sure they probably do this in most of the press releases, but kind of just getting out there and saying, like, by the way, we have 125 million active accounts. You know, they don't necessarily qualify what they mean by active accounts, but that is a whole lot of people using Steam, no matter how you slice it. Even if you take into account, like, you know, there's going to be some fucking Dota players that are smurfing or whatever the fuck they're doing. With multiple accounts and shit like that. If they make a solid piece of VR hardware that is, you know, an on-the-level piece of gear, and then get on the Steam homepage and say, hey, we're selling this fucking thing. I mean, they reach a lot of people, you know? Whereas, like, you think about the path to market for something like Oculus, like, a lot of people have heard of it, certainly, but, you know, they're going to have to go to a store and try it, buy it. Like, what's the method there? Especially if, you know, you got Valve out there going, like, you know, if they fully, you know, take advantage of their platform to push a VR peripheral on the people, like, that's a reach that the Oculus people wouldn't necessarily have. I mean, it's Facebook, so they can certainly reach a lot of people. I guess they could pump Facebook ads full for people who care about games. I don't know. How will people find out that VR is available? It'll have to be a huge marketing campaign, I guess, right? How will people be made to understand what VR is and what VR does and if it's for real or not, you know? There are no retail stores that are so PC-focused that it makes immediate sense. But, you know, like, obviously, the stuff like Best Buy, and I mean, you know, you could go into a GameStop with something like that and say, like, hey, we want to set up a kiosk and, you know, a demo unit here for people to get a feel for what the fuck VR is. But, like, none of those people really care about the PC that much for gaming because all the sales are digital, so... I don't know. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. But there are hurdles, I think, that any VR thing would have to clear in order just to build awareness. And Valve being able to get up in the big-ass store where people buy PC games and say, here is an item you can buy to fucking take your games to the virtual level. Seems like that would be a big deal. I don't know. You gotta figure that, you know, if they're have that many active users, and they did say active users, you gotta figure a lot of those people are not particularly computer savvy. So when you say things like, ah, it's an Oculus Rift, you hook it up to your monitor port, and it acts like a second monitor in Windows, and blah, 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 you know, like, Valve teams up with Amazon. I think I'd more likely see Amazon try to build their own thing. I mean, they already went and built a separate Android app store, right? I miss all the cool stuff. Siri, is shit hot up in the six right now? Oh, geez. Oh, no, that's not. Okay, never mind. Back of this bus has a bunch of pictures of people on it, and it just says Headshot Day. But they're not talking about shooting people. They're saying, like, I don't know. It's some kind of thing where you can go get pictures taken of yourself. Nope. San Francisco isn't fooled by e-cigarettes, big tobacco, says this fucking side of the bus ad that I want to take a picture of, but damn it. It's nope with a line. The O is a line, you know, like a no smoking O. It says San Francisco is not fooled by e-cigarettes, big tobacco. Is big tobacco fueling e-cigarettes? I figured it was just fucking vaping fucking weirdos. Type of people that would live in a bunker. Maybe some of the fucking, like, pre-filled, like, cigarette-shaped, cheap, crappy e-cigarettes are from major companies or something like that. But I can't imagine, like, fucking Philip Morris. Like, yeah, we got a dual-coil rig we're putting out next fall that's sick as fuck. fuck Joe Camel, we got Joe Robo Camel. It's a fucking robot camel that vapes. It's sick as fuck. And in the robot camel's humps, it just stores two flavors of vape juice. Ready to go. One's like a cherry lime. And the other one's Krispy Kreme donuts. Dromedary? Is that the two-hump camel? The dromedary camel? Okay. License plate on this vehicle is MKTGCLD. On this Audi here, I can only assume that means marketing cloud. Perhaps like the Adobe marketing cloud. The best part is the edge. This isn't even... This isn't a conversation. The edge of the brownies. That's a nice corner piece. And with that, let's see what's on the radio.
Song into perspective, just so you guys can understand where I'm coming from when I sing this. It's that the woman is the hunted animal, the catcher, the predator.
On the actual radio instead of this iPod.
What? Twist and shout?
Verbal the range, you cook in a week, I can serve in a day. This is the game, we gotta learn how to play. fuck a conservative say. Tax me a paper, burn it away.
Yo, I swear, Mozzie, nothing can stop me. My prediction's quite lofty. I'm lobbying for the alley-ooping. These punk asses is lobbying. Probably, probably bombing atomically. Watching all this conquering world peace. Wanna fuck with us, but they cock blocking.
By botching, eyes clocking. Who's police? I'm police, I'm dropping. Expect the best, be ready for the worst. From your birth, gonna hurt. See the damn thing shocking.
Who telling who to do what? Who's sitting proud of fat bucks? Who telling the truth and going nuts? Why you wanna put them in a jail? If all they do is keep drugs.
Fuck out, who fuck out, pay dues. We don't wanna cross me worth any zoos.
Truth, they facts all jacked. I give them one more generation and it's a wrap.
That new Twin Shadow track, which premiered.
I've been fucking around while you've been saving the world. I've been out of my mind, I've been dreaming things and scheming things.
fucking Maserati. The fish hit you dead in the chest, the kamikaze. The flying monkey gets eyes born like I was Ozzy. It's about me. That's why I'm here. This ain't the day that I'm doing my beat in a special way. Making musical tune orally. I have respected. I'm very well known. Greatly respected. I like to thank people. Well, I no doubt. Peace, high party people. And God's the great actor.
Backspin, leave the link to our email and our Facebook and all that jazz. And check us out at SiriusXM.com/backspin. Come on, man, even Chow could do that.
So my smoke is chill. Shit, I...
Nation. Straight hip-hop hits. Period.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is the one blind, man. Hey, Payne, I want you to tell about yourself, man.
What? Twist and shout?
What's up, man?
Stop.
Yeah, can I talk to, like, the lyricist, man?
2-1?
Right.
I don't think there's anybody around here right now.
Well, there's a music store, right?
Yeah.
Alright. You got a minute? Check out some rhymes, man?
Yeah.
Alright, that's cool. I got a few people down here.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start rhyming pretty quick. I need somebody to know how to rhyme.
Knows how to rhyme?
Right.
I don't know, man. There's not really anybody here right now like that.
You in the doo-wop, man?
Mildly. I dig it, you know.
So fat, bro. So fat. Hello?
You gonna kick it?
Yeah.
Twist and shout.
Hello?
Hello?
What's going down
there? Not much. How you doing?
I'm getting ready to get nice, my friend.
Nice?
Check this stuff out one time, bro.
No!
I feel it, brother.
That's just stupid.
Associates, may I help you?
Yo, we can keep getting cut off here. I apologize about that.
Having girl problems, I feel bad.
Hello?
Who's this?
Kermit.
Is this Lapdog?
Beg your pardon?
Is this Lapdog?
So I'm calling for Mike.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, Mike, okay, Mike is at the house. Here's cell phone. Hold on, let me see.
No, he's not.
This is Genevieve. Well, whatever, okay? No, you're calling for nuts, right?
Oh, really?
Dude, you're calling?
No.
She had the body of a lion, the head.
Thank you.
Fucked up my channel was. I remember in 1980 when cell phones.
Ah, some more quality John Cena rhymes.
Thank you.
feel like I'm being activated. Intersection is fucked again. I should start going the other way instead of sitting in this shit every night. Like it when songs seem like they're gonna have huge drums kick in at some point, and then the huge drums don't kick in at some point. Like we're 4 minutes in on this thing, I've given up. If it suddenly goes, you know, just like goes for it, like I don't know, I can't. I don't think I can. That's it. That was that whole song.
I'm in the mood for
oh,
love.
Man.
Simply because you're near me. Honey, but when you
what? Stop. Help. I was freaked out there for a sec because I thought there was a second car in my driveway. I was like, what the fuck's going on? But it was just parked next to the driveway. That's a cool story. Anyway, I'm home, so that's great for me. And technically, for you all as well, because it means you're all free now. I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.